This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Friday morning, good time edition on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Almost towards weekend. Whole crew's here, so it's a good day. Double D. Little breather before we get into some serious football picks. Yeah, it's a Friday. You know what that means. Our favorite selections coming your way when we pick six. Chelsea, I meant to ask you about this. Football related. The new Nissan Stadium, as you know, opening up there in Nashville in 2027 at a cost of $1.2 billion. But I was reading that by design, every single seat is 38% closer to the field, and 70% of all season tickets have already been sold. Will you be on that list? Because don't you guys share, at least have season tickets right now to the current Nissan Stadium?
Oh, we already have PSLs. So I think we're like automatically signed up for stuff. Oh. Or I'm not sure how it works, but like okay. I'm pretty sure we will have that. But like who is making those stats of each seat will be 38% closer? Like what nerd came up with that? I'm like, let's put it in the spreadsheet. I don't know. Like who cares? Like
you
because
don't
it
care?
Depends on the seat, right? Like each seat is 38% closer. Like, it just depends on what seats you get because, like, obviously, if you used to have, like, you know, first 10 rows and now you're in, like, the middle section,
yeah,
it doesn't matter. Like, that's if you had the same exact seat and, like, you get 38% closer to watching Brian Callahan not knowing the rules. Can't wait.
Well, maybe it's, you know, maybe it'll be steeper, like, more up and down as opposed to flattened. I mean, I'm not talking about dangerously steep, but I would imagine the architects looked at this and said, you know, if we measure the angle here or the sight lines versus the previous stadium, because technology has advanced so much, I mean, it's probably true. Get closer and closer to watching the Titans spend a decade trying to win football games.
Yes, can't wait for that. I don't know if Brian Callahan will be around once we move stadiums, but we will see on that front. It's sad that my first thought when you're like, oh, the seats are going to be more at an incline. I'm like, well, what if you wear heels to the game? What if my cowgirl boots have a heel on them? And that's going to be more difficult to climb the stairs. Because, Jinx, I will say the dynamic at Titans games, it's a social environment where people, like, dress up.
Okay.
And, like, try to look cute. It's, like, less about the game. Like, it has kind of an SEC tailgate to it where, like, I don't know if you've been to an SEC football game. Like, the girls dress to the
nines. Dress up, yeah.
And they try to look... Right, it's not like in Buffalo or wherever, where, like, the girls just throw on a T-shirt or a jersey. Like, the girls try to, like, really dial it up. Because, you know, the football product is not great to watch. But I am nervous for the girls who are going to be wearing heels to the game. Because that does happen.
Oh, that's Nashville. Doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
Home of the Woo Girls.
Home of the Woo Girls.
Oh, speaking of the ladies, if you're still interested in the WNBA, I know a lot of people are, you can lock in every basket with a WNBA same game parlay boost token. Use a token on any WNBA same game parlay and score a bigger payout if your parlay wins. All right, here we go. It doesn't matter how you dress. Everybody wants a dub when they go to the game. So let's tell you our favorite plays this weekend in the NFL and college basketball.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Friday. Where'd basketball come from? College football. We've talked college football. We've talked NFL. And I don't think we're going college picks, though. We're just doing NFL, right? I think we're both in the NFL.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to start in the Meadowlands. Here we go. Jets plus 6.5 hosting the Bills. I know. You're listening to this. You're like, dude, going with the Jets. But doesn't this feel like a good sell high spot on Buffalo? There just has to be a natural letdown after that incredible comeback win against the Ravens. That's what it feels like to me. And also, the Jets were competitive last week. They covered the number against the Steelers. They were in that game. Justin Fields got the ball back with 56 seconds to play and had a chance to win. It didn't happen. But I think the Jets have enough skill players on offense, be it Breece Hall, be it Garrett Wilson. And Justin Fields is a decent quarterback. They have enough skill players on offense to give the Bills trouble, because what do we see from Buffalo in that game against the Ravens? Still some issues on defense. And also the Jets put up 32 points last week against a very good Steelers defense. Again, divisional dog at home. Always love these games. And I feel like this line is a little bit inflated based on what we saw from Buffalo last week. So let's go Jets plus 6.5 in the Meadowlands.
Yeah, Justin Fields looked like Lamar Jackson light, you know, against the Steelers. So if they had trouble defending Lamar Jackson, I think Justin Fields can run for some yardage in this one. He ran for 2 touchdowns against the Steelers. I would expect a lot of points in this game as well. It seems very square, but I do like the over as well. If you want to watch a divisional battle kicking off at 1 Eastern on Sunday.
Pick six. Pick six.
All right, so this is going to be a square play, so just go ahead and say it. Chelsea, you're on the Cowboys? All of the public is probably all over the Cowboys. Well, I'm one of them, and it's fine. The numbers support it. I'm going to lay the 4.5 with the Cowboys at home this week against the Giants. The Cowboys and Dak Prescott have been really good at home over his career. Like, the knock on Dak Prescott usually comes in the postseason, but at home, he's 43-18 in his career. He has over 16,000 passing yards, 121 touchdowns to only 39 picks when playing at Jerry World. So this is the spot where he really excels. I think this is a good spot for the Cowboys to get their first win at home this season against a Giants team that looked pretty bad against a Commanders team that showed us they haven't quite shaken the rust off so far this season. So I'm going to go with the Cowboys laying the 4.5 here. I also think CeeDee Lamb is in for a huge game when it comes to fantasy or props. So lay the 4.5 with the Cowboys.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be with you on that. I'm kind of mad I didn't play this myself. But ultimately, I thought the Cowboys were much better than I thought. I just needed to see how they were going to react to all the offseason nonsense when you have an owner like that who's kind of all over the place and always meddling, which is kind of what Jerry Jones does. I think we saw that the Cowboys, particularly on offense, are going to be really effective. So even in a loss, never any moral victories in the NFL. But they should be able to outclass the Giants this weekend. I'm going to be with you on that. It is a 1 o'clock kickoff on Sunday at Jerry World.
Pick six. Pick six.
Well, I was just talking about divisional battles in the NFL. So how about another one? Lions laying 6 hosting the Bears. So I know the Lions did not look good against the Packers last week, but we found out that Green Bay is a very good team. And guess which team looked worse a few nights ago? How about the Chicago Bears? Giving up 3 touchdowns to a rookie in his first ever NFL start when Chicago was playing at home. I just don't buy Caleb Williams at quarterback just yet. And also, there's this stat sheet going around, this graphic passed around by CBS Sports, where it's comparing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The first 18 NFL starts from Caleb Williams to Mitch Trubisky. Oh, man, if you're a Bears fan, it is nightmare fuel. I just don't believe in the Bears. I think Ben Johnson was a great hire, but I think if he's going to turn Caleb Williams into a star quarterback or a very good quarterback, it's still going to take some time. He is still a work in progress. Missed some throws in that game against the Vikings. His mechanics are kind of off. Chicago still has a lot of work to do. We have more of a proof positive sample size when it comes to the Lions, right? Okay, they're not as talented on the offensive line. Lost some key pieces during the offseason, but still plenty of playmakers. They still have Dan Campbell. They're also at home. I think they get after this Bears defensive front, and they pressure Caleb Williams and force him into making mistakes, and that will be the difference. This is still a very good Lions team. They cover the 6 against Chicago. Let's go Lions -6 in the Motor City.
I feel like there's a mental hurdle for the Bears. Like, is this a team you trust in the final quarter of the game? Like, the resounding answer is no. So, like, if you look at the Lions, say what you want about Jared Goff, but, like, he's been in those situations, and I think he gets the job done here. So I think that the Bears need therapy or something because they do have the pieces. They have shown flashes of being a good team, but they need to work on themselves. If you want to watch it, Chicago and Detroit getting underway 1 Eastern on Sunday at Ford Field.
Pick six. Pick six.
Okay, it's time for the buy low spot of the week for me. That is the Broncos laying merely 1.5 on the road to the Colts. I get it. Daniel Jones looked really good in week one, but it was against the Dolphins. The Dolphins' defense is a far cry from what we'll see from the Broncos. Going into the season, the Broncos were one of the best defenses in the entire NFL. I understand they didn't look like they lit up anything against the Titans, but still, it was a low-scoring affair. The defense brought it, but Bo Nix needs to be better at not turning over the football. I do believe that if anybody can make adjustments, it's Sean Payton, one of the best coaches in the NFL. So the look-ahead line on this one was 3.5. I think you are getting some value here now that it's under the key number of 3. So we're going to lay the 1.5 with the Broncos on the road at the Colts.
Oh, I love this play. I think I would probably take Denver on the money line here. But I was a big believer in this Broncos squad before the season began. And I'm like you. I feel like Bo Nix is due for a better game just because of Sean Payton. Like, Sean Payton will scheme ways to make sure Bo Nix gets his. And also, the Colts have a limited ceiling, right? When you're talking about teams that, you know, what are their potential for the upcoming season, the Broncos definitely have a higher ceiling than the Colts. This is a cheap price, so love the Colts play. It's afternoon football, 4:05 Eastern at Lucas Oil Stadium on Sunday.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Here we go. Had this pick in the Super Bowl. I'm running it back. Eagles on the money line. Just -115 at the Chiefs. You could probably find it cheaper elsewhere. Oh, we're seeing Eagles -105 at BetMGM. Even better. I don't know what to think about Kansas City right now. The last two times we've seen them, won the Super Bowl, getting run out of the building, and then last week in Brazil, looking like a very mediocre team against the Chargers. They are a good football team. Let's not act like the Chiefs are going to fall to the bottom of the AFC West. But are they on the Eagles level right now? I just don't think so. They're getting older. They are still a threat. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce could certainly win this game, but they are down some serious weapons. Rashee Rice still out of the lineup. He won't be back for a while. Now the X-Man, Xavier Worthy, dislocated shoulder. He's out for at least a month after Travis Kelce, his own teammate, plowed him over. And then you look at the Eagles, and when you're talking about a game that is a pretty simple handicap, right? The line is Eagles minus one. It can go either way. Sometimes you just look at it very simply, and the Eagles, I believe, are just a better football team, particularly on the line of scrimmage. Offensive line, defensive line, they have the advantage. Maybe there's some weakness in the Eagles secondary. The Cowboys took advantage of that. Maybe Patrick Mahomes can, but I just don't buy it. And also Jalen Carter back in the lineup for the Eagles. Jalen Hurts is 15-1 straight up in his last 16 starts. That includes the playoffs. And we are picking the Eagles straight up here. Eagles on the money line in Kansas City.
I think what it boils down to for me is that on this show, we give picks based on logic. And the logic is much stronger for the Eagles in this game as opposed to the Chiefs. Like, for the Chiefs, what is it? Trust me, bro? Like, Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah. Like,
that's it. That's it. And maybe you say, okay, Adoree Jackson is terrible on the secondary for the Eagles. But, like, there has to be more to your handicap than that. And we just saw this matchup not that long ago. And there were people saying these exact same words when it came to the Super Bowl. Say, oh, Patrick Mahomes, 12-1-1 as an underdog against spread. Those are good numbers, but this is against one team. And we just saw this matchup, and the Eagles look like the much better overall team. And how much has the team changed, you know, since then? Not that much. You look at the Chiefs, it feels like they've gotten worse because they keep losing receivers. So I trust Andy Reid and I trust Patrick Mahomes, just not against the Eagles. Feels like the defense isn't as good as well.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing for the Chiefs when they have won Super Bowls. Their defense has been extremely stout as well. Defense did not look good against the Chargers. Felt like Justin Herbert had all day to throw. So here's the thing. When it comes to logic, the case is stronger for the Eagles. Am I going to be surprised if the Chiefs, you know, come out of the casket like the Undertaker and say, we're back, we look good again? Not really. But if we're going on logic, the case is much stronger for the Eagles.
Yes, I'm with you. And the line tells you, in Kansas City's defense, if the Eagles were overwhelmingly better than Kansas City, we would see, you know, we would see a line where the Eagles were more of a favorite. So right now it's minus one, and we've seen kind of the juice adjust a little bit. Like, it's right there. There is money coming in on both sides. We haven't really seen the line move. But again, the number is the number. So I'm with you. If Kansas City wins, I'm not going to be stunned. I just don't see it right now. And when you mentioned Justin Herbert having all day to throw, I mean, he did. And if he gives Jalen Hurts that sort of time to throw with all the weapons on offense, even if it's Saquon, you know, out in the flat on a bubble screen or something, I don't want to say it could be a long day for Kansas City. I'm just with you. It just feels like Philly is better right now. Super Bowl rematch, Sunday, 4:25 Eastern at Arrowhead Stadium. And just maybe Taylor will be there. Oh, that'd be so exciting. Coming up next on the show, we're going to load up the card full of football. Maybe some baseball plays as well. Favorite plays of the weekend and the Dogster are next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.